Hi, I'm Kiani Hollingsworth, mentor, life coach, and podcast motivational speaker, and I want to welcome you to becoming my best me. In today's session, we want to discuss the importance of competing with yourself. So you know what to do. Join the conversation and let's talk. Well, welcome back, everyone. First off, as always, I want to give a huge thanks to all my listeners that join me each session as we discuss new topics on how we can become our best selves. You know, I really appreciate the continued support. You know, today we live in a world where we have so much information at our fingertips, thanks to this thing we call the internet. Having this access is actually pretty cool because at any given time, we can educate ourselves on so many different topics. We can truly enhance ourselves by releasing our full potential through learned knowledge and then applying that knowledge to our lives. I use the internet all the time to research information and learn new things. But another thing I love to do is read different books on different topics. As a matter of fact, I just recently read this awesome book called The Compound Effect by Darren Hardy. I recommend this read to anyone who is looking to reach their full potential in life. In the book, he gives basic strategies that we can practice in our everyday lives to become our best selves. One of the things I got from the book is the importance of competing with yourself. When you are competing with yourself, you are always looking to grow yourself as a person, and you will find yourself accomplishing the things you have always dreamed of doing. You will actually see yourself reaching to higher levels in your career, your relationships, and even your confidence will begin to soar. With that being said, I want to discuss four things that will happen when you compete with yourself. Number one, you stay in your own lane. This is a lane that you are making for yourself to do you. Number two, your focus consistently stays on how you can become better every day on the things you are working on in your life. Number three, you will not allow yourself to settle at just being good at what you do. You will allow yourself to become great at what you do. And number four, you will trust yourself to become successful by being yourself and not how others think you should be. You define your success. When you are competing with yourself, you are setting your own expectations and goals. You are also creating your own path to what you feel winning in life means to you. Success looks different for everyone. Don't allow yourself to get caught up in other people's success. Create your own. Always continue to raise the bar by competing with yourself. Now, as always, I have a quote. If you compete with others, you become bitter. If you compete with yourself, you become better. Author unknown. Well, that's all I have, everyone. I hope you all will join me next time as we discuss a new topic on how we can become our best selves. Ciao. We'll be right back.